Hello and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. On track one, Corey will provide his commentary adapted from the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program, current research data, and his clinical experience. On track two, he will be joined by Tracy Hawley on He Said, She Said for her female focus on topics related to whole food, health, relationships, and raising healthy children. Track three features an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience in the healthcare, fitness, and sports nutrition field. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 12, Number 10. In the last edition of Clinical Review, I began a discussion on what I call the science of living well, with special emphasis on life extension and healthy aging. Interest in this topic of life extension is self-evident for those with a genuine interest in health and wellness. First, as a general rule or observation of something some of us might think is obvious, and provided that such an option is even possible, biologically speaking, what athlete committed to the joy of working out, training, or playing sports wouldn't want to preserve their ability to perform well for as long as possible? Second, who in their right mind wants to experience disease, disability, or degeneration, if they can help it? If there is a way to avoid such misery, and it's simply a matter of compliance with the rules of the game in terms of preventing the problems, why not comply? Why not obey the laws of health and life that pretty much guarantee a healthy, functional outcome? As a rational being of self-interest, I want to know what I can do to stay well and stretch out my health span for as long as possible. So let's continue with this journey and find out what science and research has to say about telomeres and aging. In simple terms, telomere length is a genetic factor related to our general health. In fact, telomere length is now recognized as a biomarker for predicting the timeline of our individual life expectancy. Shorter telomeres equal less life. The word telomere is derived from the Greek nouns telos, meaning end, and meros, meaning part. Telomere regions function to prevent the degradation of genes near the ends of our 46 chromosomes. A chromosome is a single piece of coiled DNA and contains many genes. The entire genome has about 25,000. A telomere is a special region of repetitive nucleotide sequences or base pairs at each end of a chromosome. Telomeres consist of genes that protect the end of our chromosomes from deterioration or fusion with neighboring chromosomes. Here's another way to think of telomeres. They're a collection of ring-like caps that function to protect the end of a DNA strand from being frayed, unraveled, or worn out. For this reason, telomeres have been compared in action with the plastic tips on shoelaces. Shoelace tips prevent the shoelace string from becoming undone. Every cell, except mature red blood cells, contains a nucleus with genes and chromosomes. This is where we can find our personal book of life written in digital language as a genetic code. Chromosomes are made up of DNA molecules that are millions of bases long, coiled up like a slinky. When a cell divides, the genetic material inside that cell needs to be copied by a process called DNA replication. During this process, enzymes that replicate a strand of DNA are unable to continue replicating all the way to the end. This causes the loss of some DNA. At birth, we have about 10,000 telomeric base pairs, but as we burn in the fire of time, and due to continuous cell division, our telomeric sequences slowly disappear. At 5,000 bases, we begin to show evidence of old age. We lose functional lean mass, forget things, need cheaters to read, experience fatigue more frequently, and we don't recover from exercise as quickly as we once did. Losing telomeres is not cool. Unlike homeopathy, less is definitely not more. When telomeres shorten, we are headed in the wrong direction. When cells divide, telomeres shorten, and bad things happen when telomeres get shorter. Each time a cell divides, an average person loses 30 to 200 base pairs from the ends of that cell's telomeres. So we're talking about a slow, gradual decline in telomere length that takes time to occur, like a lifetime. So what is the maximum lifespan of our species? It's been verified at 122 years. That's how long Jean-Louise Calment of France lived, and she's someone we know lived that long for sure, because unlike Methuselah from the Bible, who supposedly lived to 969, or Li Qingyang, who's supposed to have lived to 256 years of age, Calment's age has been verified by experts who examined her birth records as evidence. So anyone else that has lived longer than that is purely speculatory. There's no evidence to support it. So we're going to go by what we know is fact and true. So if our maximum lifespan is well over a century potentially, and that's what the scientists say, that we can live to 100, 110, 120, why is the estimate of life expectancy in Canada for someone born in 2013 only 81.57? What happens to us? Why do so many of us die prematurely? What happened to those missing 40 years of love and joy? Do they just evaporate? No. Our cells divide, they get damaged, telomeres get shorter faster, and nasty things happen. There are plenty of other factors in life that create our diminishing return. Things like infant mortality, accidents, epidemics, plagues, and wars. Fortunately, for most of us born in a country with law and order, good sanitation, and access to decent whole food, those factors are nearly as relative compared to living in Chad, for example, which ranks lowest in the world for life expectancy at 49.07. So let's be thankful if, because we live in a land of prosperity and freedom, a place where clean water flows abundantly and crimes like rape and murder are relatively low. Such good fortune provides us with ideal living conditions that predispose us from birth to the likelihood of living longer with better health, hence the higher life expectancy estimates. Other factors that help prolong life include living in a warm, temperate climate, isolated from the mob, walking 5 to 10 kilometers per day, speaking your mind, living your truth, eating clean, natural, whole food, and taking no prescription medication. But in spite of such privilege, many of us ruin ourselves by eating the worst diet imaginable and physically moving less in one day than a three-toed sloth or garden variety slug. An important distinction must also be made between length and quality of life. Many of us will be kept alive far too long by the last-ditch rescue efforts of modern medicine. The question comes to mind, why does the cavalry always show up after the battle has been fought and often lost? Well, let's talk about telomerase. Telomerase is the body's natural enzyme that promotes telomere repair. It's active in stem cells, germ cells, hair follicles, and most cancer cells, but its expression is low or absent in non-reproductive cells, meaning most of our 100 trillion cells. Scientists want to know why telomerase is repressed in most cells, because if they can find a way to stimulate telomerase activity in somatic cells, which are non-reproductive cells, without screwing everything up, as they have apparently done by genetically modifying our food or creating new modern versions of wheat that are toxic, it's theoretically possible to keep our cells alive for a very long time, and certainly much longer than our current length of life. Here's what telomerase does in reproductive cells. It adds bases to the ends of the telomeres as they shorten, which keeps the ends of our chromosomes stable. And stability is where it's at from that point of view. Ultimately, the rate of telomeric addition is equal to any telomeric subtraction. So the net effect when telomerase is being released or activated is immortal cells that never die. Imagine if we could harness or control this effect. And there actually are species of animals identified, one of which is a type of jellyfish. I believe the Latin name is Turritopsis nutricula. That species of animal apparently never dies. It has immortal cells because of this continuous release of telomerase. Now, do you want to live forever? That's the question that I ask you. Do you want to live forever? And if you don't know the answer, maybe you do, maybe you don't, let's ask Dorian Gray. And to find the answer from him, we're going to need to watch the movie by that same name. His answer will surprise you. Sometimes things that are in the distant future that we cannot see now come to pass, and we are unaware of them now. And so for that reason, I think that watching this movie, this classic Dorian Gray, will help you answer that question, do you want to live forever? Cells with genes that do not express telomerase gradually lose telomeric sequences as a result of incomplete replication. As telomeres shorten, cells eventually reach their replicative or Hayflick limit and progress into senescence or old age. Cells can divide only about 50 to 70 times, after which, due to telomere loss, they become unstable and degenerate. But here's a key question that remains unanswered. Is telomere shortening the cause of disease, decay, and death? Or is telomeric loss simply an effect of cellular damage, like age spots on the skin, caused by how we live and in a complex array of environmental factors, such as stress, oxidation, glycation, radiation, gravity, and entropy, do these factors that are associated with damage cause the telomere decrease? Or is the decrease in the telomeres genetically programmed like a biological clock, and no matter what we do, we can't stop it? This is what scientists want to know. Shorter telomeres are recognized as a cause of poor health and accelerated aging, and yes, you can get them measured. Telomere length, to some degree, does reflect how well we're taking care of ourselves, but even if we do a superlative job of self-regulation, if we train on a regular basis, if we stay well hydrated, if we have the right attitude, if we eat whole food and take supplements, we can do all of this, and currently that's going to give us a great outcome, but we still are going to die because our telomeres are still going to shorten. Telomeric DNA is reduced more quickly when oxidative stress and glycation is constant and no willful action is taken to buffer, decrease, or manage that stress. Glycation, by the way, is a technical term for a kind of fusion reaction that occurs between proteins and sugars, especially fructose. Consuming lots of sucrose, refined white sugar, and fructose accelerate telomere loss. So a high sugar diet causes a quickening. It speeds up telomere loss. That's a medical scientific fact. Glycation causes lots of damage and tends to increase over time with age. It's a haphazard process that impairs the function of living cells. Smoking, excess alcohol consumption, and excess body fat all shorten telomeres faster compared to controls. Nature isn't prejudiced. Once we cross a certain biological line, reality demands more of our telomeres as a toll. Fact. Telomere loss occurs less rapidly as a result of intelligent stress management, meditation, fresh air, clean water, regular physical exercise, and optimum nutrition reinforced with dietary supplements. Are you surprised? Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from Albert Einstein, which I think pretty much sums up the difference between conventional thinkers and those of us who love the philosophy of natural medicine. Intellectuals solve problems. Geniuses prevent them.